if you can, but can you get an owner for Ons? That's O-N-S Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a free-for-all here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business.
Welcome to the first part of our three-part documentary series on Asian Americans and racism. Today, June 19, 2007, marks the 25th anniversary of Vincent Chin's death.
25 years ago, a Chinese American called Vincent Chin was killed because two white Americans blamed him to be Japanese and made him responsible for the actions of Japan that started to harm the US automobile industry by selling their cars there. This surely is an horrible act of blind anger. But the most depressing thing is the act of institutionalized racism that punished these two white Americans with the laughable judgment of a fine of $3,700 and 2 years probation time.
Even though we know who the actual killers of Vincent Chin were, the two men who paid each a little over $3,000 for having taken the life of a Chinese American, one question remains unanswered. Looking back at 125 years of institutionalized racism against Asian Americans in the U.S., one cannot help but wonder who killed Vincent Chin. Two individuals or a whole society? Chinese Americans were the first Asians to immigrate in large numbers to the United States in the mid-19th century, and they were the first to be excluded by law. They were followed by the Japanese, the Koreans, and the Filipinos, who ended up sharing their fate. Even during the time when the 1924 Quota Act had almost entirely stopped Asian immigration to America, the Asian Americans who had settled in the U.S. had to endure further discrimination. The passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act finally outlawed discrimination based on race, skin color, religion, sex, or national origin. However, discrimination did not stop. It just took more subtle forms and still exists. And Vincent Chin was just one among many victims. In the next 40 minutes, we will trace the discriminatory practices against Asian Americans that indirectly led to Vincent Chin's death back to their beginning in 1882 and will follow its course up to the present day. We will start our exploration of the relationship between Asian Americans and racism by taking a brief look at the immigration history of the four most prominent Asian American groups: Chinese Americans, Japanese Americans, Korean Americans, and Filipino Americans. We will then go on to have a closer look at institutionalized racism, how it has been a part of the history of each of the four Asian American groups. Today we will hear about Japanese American internment during World War II and the 1982 Vincent Chin murder. Each part of this historical overview will be followed by recent Asian American literary and artistic responses to the injustices done. German high school students will join in with their own reactions. We will now hear a brief overview of Chinese American history by Yulia Feigle and Alexander Pogachnik, two experts on the topic.